2. Step back. The decision to get out of my own way. What does this mean? How does one get out of the way? First, by being willing to see that you, this me character, is in the way. In the way of what? In the way of your awareness of the inspired you, who is not this dispirited you, who is this me. Me is on the attack, mainly upon oneself, but often towards others. The two seem to go hand in hand. To be in one's own way is the supreme example of launching an attack on oneself. You may think you are forging ahead at what is right for you or someone else. All the while, you are actually attacking yourself. Though you may appear to be doing something of great value, your lack of attention to your greater value is causing you great suffering beneath the appearances. How does one know one is suffering beneath appearances? Unfortunately, most do not know, precisely because they do not want to know. I am willing to allow room for another way. There is another way. Hopefully, for you, all of us, and for the world, you are open and willing to see another way. For those who seek more than the coming and going of worldly satisfaction, something more to live for than personal achievement, there lays within them a palace of delight in whom one will find their inspired self. Not a magical thought, but your true delightful self. A self who is not weary, arrogant, or unbeknownst, but a self who is living in meaning, exuberance, and in whom one finds hope. Hope is experiencing that all is well right now. Not because of something spectacular that you have accomplished in your past or have yet to accomplish, rather because of the something spectacular that is accomplishing itself in you. Fear not about getting out of your own way. Resting behind your own way is a way that is beyond you, yet truly is you. It is the way the world knows not of, though wrestles in its trying. Yet you can give up trying. Go ahead. Give up. Give up what has been deluding you. Give up what has offered nothing but shambles in the end. Give up what is not your daily sustenance. Give up what is not being of service to yourself and others. Give up nothing, for it is nothing. Be thankful for this nothing you give up, for it is in your giving it up that you come upon what has been given you, that you cannot give yourself. You. You are a being that has been given much and has much to give in all you have been given. There are no losses in your giving, for this love you give is not of your own making. Thus you have nothing to lose. What is it that one is to step back from exactly? Most do not understand the self they have made. Thus to ask you to step back from it is perplexing. Inspiration within will help you. Inspiration helps you by teaching you exactly what it is you are to step back from. Yes, exactly. Exactly, in that you will receive teaching that is best suited for you at the time with each and every circumstance you find yourself facing. The prescription is written and dispensed exactly for you. Follow the directions. Inspiration within, your inner teacher, knows best because inspiration knows you. Listen. Experience what it is to truly be known. Action. Step back from feelings, thinking, planning, figuring, judging, saying, and doing. What does this mean? It is possible to function without the constant chatter of feeling, thinking, planning, figuring, judging, saying, and doing. It is not the implication to exclude all of these. The guidance is to be inspired in the midst of all of these functions. Receive inspiration in the middle of your feeling, thinking, planning, figuring, judging, saying, and doing. Be aware of the continual presence of inspiration within throughout the day in your pausing. No need to question your every feeling, thought. Simply rest with this presence and watch how your feelings, thoughts, planning, figuring, judging, saying, and doing shift. Shift in a way to serve you, so you are now able to be in the service of yourself and others. It will become transparent that inspiration within is giving you a better way in your willingness to get out of your own way. And the boat whispered. There will be experiences of unrest in all of this, as it is appropriate that the old ways of being shall resist, and experiencing strain is to be expected. Imagine a boat, ready to set sail, and how the tattered rope that has been keeping it tied to the shore efforts to do its job. Not realizing its job has come to its finish, the rope is busy, holding on, pulling, yanking, wearying itself, tearing itself apart, unraveling, giving it one last good shot, coming back for another round in an attempt to keep its job or do a better job. All the while, the boat whispers to the rope, "It is finished." Your old ways are the rope. You are the boat. Set sail. Valuing the rope. You value the rope. How is it that you are pulled back over and over again into seeing yourself, your life, and your relationships, and even the world, as nothing more than a tattered old rope to be saved and hidden away, or treasured and delegated great stature, a place in the crowd? What is your valuing of the rope bringing into your life and the lives of others? Where does your heart go to rest? Let's look at how you value the rope. The second of the four decisions asks you to step back from feelings, thinking, planning, figuring, judging, saying, and doing. Feelings. Your strongest urges are seen in how you feel. Making one's feelings the authority over life and day-to-day decisions is a path that puts many stones in your way. All paths in this world have stones, or they would not be paths. In and of themselves, stones are not bad. Stones are natural on the path of human life experience. Some feelings feel like huge stones in your path. They seem to bounce up and hit you, or another, right between the eyes. They appear around your feet, making it difficult to move. Not to worry, there is another way. Fretting over stones in one's path is like wishing fruit did not have seeds. Seeds have value in that they bring forth the fruit. Feelings have value. Turning them over to inspiration within reveals their true value, for then what lies beneath the feelings comes to the surface into conscious awareness. Seeds give rise to fruit. Feelings given to inspiration within give rise to awareness. Feelings are not to be removed from our consciousness, rather noted and felt, like the passing of an inner breath, and relinquished. so a new breath may come into being. Nothing more, nothing less, are feelings. Thinking. Stepping back from thinking appears to be nonsense. However, inspiration is not thinking what you are thinking when inspiration says, step back from thinking. To step back is to first notice what it is I am stepping into. Notice how you step forth in your mind without pausing to see whereabouts you are headed. What is it that draws you into certain thinking that holds no future for you? No real, true future, anyway. Is it valuable to hinder one's truthful, inspired thoughts arising from inner present love in favor of self-hatred, dismay, and despair? Surely not. Yet it happens all of the time. Ask yourself hourly, or whenever you choose to remember, am I here to share peace or commit to the ongoing pain of myself and the fellow travelers here in this world, on this earth? Is it not worth a moment of your preciousness to humble yourself to peace? All that will be humbled is the hatred and unworthiness you carry on your back and ask others to carry for you. Let it go. Planning. Our greatest fears are planned. Cubicle plans come forth from fear. Meanwhile, love is loving. I hear you. This seems absurd, I know. Yet it is true. Cubicle plans are afraid. Afraid that its plans will not go as planned. Looking ahead at how to behave, what to wear, who to be, who not to be, who to talk to, who not to talk to, what to say, what not to say. Keeping the lid on tight and the cubicle walls upright. Whereas an inspired outlook prepares you for what has not yet happened. Inspiration within prepares you in its loving you. Now you are prepared. Prepared to love within the context of your daily plan. The cubicle mind will have you thinking that if your life is not exactly planned according to its measure, you will miss out. Who is it that is missing out? Missing out on what exactly? The cubicle mind engages in attacking oneself with plans to stay in control as an attempt to ward off feelings of unworthiness. Ironically, not planning can also be caused by unworthiness. So, what are you to do? Plan or not plan? Look inside and see what is going on behind your planning. Wisdom planning is a whole different kind of planning. This is planning with your inspired mind. What is it your inspired mind is calling you forth to plan, to participate in, and to begin? The good news is that cubicle planning will not reveal your untouched worthiness. Trusting an inspired plan will. Does this mean you are not to make appointments, set goals, prepare for meetings, and have schedules? Yes? No? It means to choose to be aware of inspiration's presence in the midst of it all. Plan away. Just don't plan your life away without pausing for inspiration. Figuring. Figuring is the belief that calculating will protect me from harm. Figure your accounts, figure those measurements, but look at what is often the motivation behind all of the figuring going on in your mind. Worry. Worry is the motivation for most figuring. Worry is mistakenly viewed as a way to protect yourself from harm. This is caused by the suffering coming from experiencing yourself as being unsafe, in harm's way. Such suffering is bleeding over the earth. What is the answer? Physical world lack of safety is a given. Bodies are vulnerable to physical attack in the world. Inspiration within is invulnerable to attack. Go ahead and figure how to protect your body, but do not expect it to protect your mind. All safety begins in the mind. A mind at peace is a mind that is safe. As feelings of vulnerability arise, be open to inspiration living inside of you. Lean into love. You have access to a mind that was not composed by fear, but by love. Let this be the mind, your inspired mind, doing any required figuring. The mind of inspiration is clear and will bring clarity into your awareness. Judging. Back away. Choose to see. Draw no conclusions just yet. Let this moment be free of your opinions, sizing up and down of another, or condemnation of a person, relationship, or situation. Pause. Pause from assessing, evaluating, and managing. Judgment is a necessary tool in your world. It is a tool used to see or remain blind to that which you do not want to see. Judgment is necessary to take action or to decide against taking action, to speak forth or decide not to speak. Judgment can be used to see that one needs to build a fire for warmth, or it can be used to destroy a nation. You judge, you choose. The question is, who is it who is judging? The self-absorbed, self-centered mind, or the mind aware of love, the inspired heart mind? The self-centered self generally comes bolting into our awareness first, and because it is first, we often mistakenly think it is the thought to follow. In pausing and stepping back, awareness of inspiration within enters into one's mind. And now there is another way of seeing, another way of judging. Inspiration is the big picture through which relationships can now be seen. Inspiration is the big picture. Now we can see through new eyes. Judgment is a tool to assess everyday scenarios with which we believe we are fully capable of assessing without the help of inspiration within, just because we are familiar with the scene. Is it possible that your familiarity with the situation, activity, or relationship is influencing the way you are seeing? And this is an obstacle to allowing something greater, something more helpful to enter? Judgment is a tool used to plan and evaluate a plan, to make decisions about all kinds of things we label as small or big. If you were to devise a plan from the perspective of your inspired mind, might it be a plan that serves an inspired purpose? How are you to know how a seemingly small decision may affect the rest of your life, or how a seemingly big personal or business or financial or social justice or political decision will affect the lives of countless others? This is the point. You do not know everything, and so you are not expected to know everything. So chill. Will it hurt to pause and step back out of your own cubicle mind and open to another way? A way that may save you and or save others hours of time, years of struggle, relationship turmoil, health problems, untold amounts of money, pain and suffering. A way that may even save one life or many lives. A way that may save others from loneliness, rejection, and despair. a way that may not be the ideal plan for how you want your life to unfold, but a way that is unfolding inside of you and has a way of living already thought out for you that is perfect for you, because the plan actually is you. Your inspired self is the plan. It is the plan for you, your family and friends, your coworkers, your neighborhood, community, relationships, and the world. Inspiration is awakening you to your true inspired self. I know you may be judging this as pure poppycock. Here is the offer. Go ahead and continue along your road to success or mission incomplete. Or, if you are not afraid of true success, of completing an inspired mission, pause and step back from judging. Do not be confused. You are confused if you start thinking ahead and judging what this all means because you do not know what is in store for you. Cubicle judgment will delay an inspired plan for your life. Period. That is okay. To delay is not to nullify. The question is, do you want to delay? Inspired plans do not come down the pipe without a willing receptacle to deposit them upon. Take the lid off of your judgmental mind and receive. Judging fear, how fear is playing out in yourself, your relationships, and in the world, is not the answer to the fear. Being willing to be inspired is the answer to all fear. Most judgment is around feeling that someone has mistreated you or offended you, and now you sit in judgment of this one. Or you do not like the way someone dresses, talks, or behaves, and you judge them as unworthy for not being like you. The central theme is seeing through the eyes of difference. How is this person different from me? Here is this me character again. And how is me better or worse? You have a choice. Judge or forgive. To forgive is to see truly, to see with eyes knowing how to see, because these eyes know love. Judge not in another for that which you would want forgiveness. For this type of judgment to befall another is bondage for both parties. Forgive as you want to be forgiven. What about consequences and punishment for words and actions that are hateful and cause harm? Forgiveness does not undo the worldly consequences and punishment that one must face. Real forgiveness, however, lets yourself and/or another know inside that even though you or another may have missed the mark, who one truly is, one's very being, is not undone, but awaits your recognition. Judgment and consequences are necessary for a society to function. Forgiveness is necessary for inspiration to function in the world. Saying. What holds greater value to you? Saying what is on your mind, or minding what is on your mind before it works its way to your lips. The words spoken over another or yourself can either be the kiss of death or the wisdom of life. Your words proclaim the belief in death or life, impale the spell of death, or infuse awareness of life into someone. You may not realize how you are misusing words or the sound of your words or laughter. Some part of you knows. You are afraid. This is why you speak harsh words, unhelpful words, limiting words, sarcastic words, damning words, belittling words over another. Look at the fear. Allow inspiration within to show you what is going on inside of you that is causing you to project your fear onto another. Avoiding fear will not serve you and will prohibit you from serving yourself and others. In avoiding that within you that is not serving yourself and others, you will not be served. It is no little thing, this placing value on demeaning words, sarcastic laughter, or whatever other accusatory or questioning sound that makes its way out of your cubicle self. It is a big thing. It is a statement coming from lack. You experience yourself as lacking love. You are not lacking in love, and love is not lacking in you. Your unawareness of the abundance of love within you, within another, is the lack you feel. Call upon inspiration within. Draw from this abundance as you are speaking, and speak this abundance over others. Doing. Inspired doing is to act with enthusiasm and fortitude that comes from love. All other doing is self-fabrication. Yes, it is true. Even doing the dishes in your own strength is to believe that the self you made up is more powerful and valuable than the self you have been given. May sound extreme, but it is not. Do not be disturbed by this teaching. Relax into it. Give thanks that you are not required to operate in this world by your own strength. It is not that you do not have strength, for you do. Thus, to rely on something you call strength, that you have mustered up all by your lonesome, is not your real strength. Strong are those who allow themselves to receive help. Do not rest on your laurels. Rest in the pause. The worthwhileness of the doing that will come forth from stepping back from doing on your own will someday be seen. Trust what is unseen in this moment, and you will one day rejoice in what you see. No need to push them away. Allow room for another way. Your feelings, thinking, planning, figuring, judging, saying, and doing need not be pushed out of your awareness as if pretending they are not there. Fear pushes away. Inspiration draws you close. In drawing you close, inspiration will gladly take from you all that you choose to give it in exchange for another way, a peace-filled way. Better to have a bad day and eventually come into the presence of inspiration within than to have a good day all on your own. Breathe. The breath of inspiration is clear and clears. This peace is breathing in you. Breathe in this peace. Give some space. Giving some space happens in your stepping back from yourself and all that is happening in your mind. Spaciousness enters and lightens the load. Let your mind be a clean slate. Your world is not going to suddenly fall apart if you take a moment or two and allow awareness to spread out a fresh, clean, open space upon which you may take a seat. Be here. This leads straight into the third decision.